Coach, with Drew out tonight, just a thought on giving Alexander Burmistrov a bit of a added jump here in the top six?
Give him a chance to get out with a different kind of role and different players. It's also a function of, I really like Joel's game. Sometimes it's not about the individual, but there seemed to be a good feed-off factor with all three of those guys, with Adam and with Andrew. So we left that line alone, and sometimes the simplest move is the one that works the best.
With how physical these games are against St. Louis, do you have to use 12 forwards maybe more than other games?
Well, you get a feel for that. What's interesting is I would agree with you that these are really physical games, but they've also seemed to get faster and faster. I think there's a real speed component. I think, you know, their lineup has changed over the years with kind of that Tarasenko effect. There's also a real strong speed component. So as much as guys are finishing checks, the rhythm off your bench may be just as important. Finding that right time to run three for a little bit to get those legs right, and then get into the four-line rotation, especially if you're not hitting a lot of whistles.
You mentioned Tarasenko. He's put 7 points up in three games. How do you try and contain him?
Well, we've certainly looked at the way he does it. I'm not sure there's a simple solution to that. He gets into holes, and he's just one of those rare players that the shot option for him seems to come in the entire spectrum of when he holds the puck. So once it's on his tape, you've got to expect a shot at any point, but he moves well. He can change the angle on the shooter. You hear a standard cliches of time and space because they're true. But everybody has come in with that game plan on these guys, right? All the elite players draw the attention. He's special.
What are the biggest benefits for Connor getting 2 days between starts? He hasn't had that a lot during this busy stretch.
Oh, I think there's a lot of things. And also to be around a positive environment, not necessarily feel the weight of a couple of losses on him. The guys are a little more excited in practice yesterday. He knows he's going back in, get a couple of days to get refocused. And that's the life of a number one guy. I'm not putting that label on him, but I'm telling you that I've ran him as one for the last stretch of hockey. So you need to treat him as that.
Can you carry the excitement of the Byfuglien contract yesterday into this game today at all?
Till the puck drops, right? So, and then the game's on. But yeah, I mean, it's a lighter mood around the room. There's lots more jokes about Buff's contract with him. He's smiling. So sure, it's a positive thing for our team. So that helps us going into the game tonight.
You've talked a lot about how professional your guys have been in handling the uncertain future. There's a flip side of this too with Dustin signing. Do you need to pull Andrew aside at all, and talk to him a little bit?
Those are mutually exclusive events in my mind. The one situation, I know there's speculation about the impact of the two, but there doesn't necessarily have to be. I think, as Kevin pointed out, there's lots of things going on. So I would say the answer to that more directly is no. And the reason for that is I've watched him handle himself all year, and he's been spectacular. He really has. His mood around the players doesn't change. I think with Andrew, he's a real honest guy, and he is genuinely happy for Dustin. Really, truly is. They've played together. They've won together. He's a teammate. And he's a good friend, and he is very happy for him.
What's he done to elevate his game here in the last stretch with 3-3 and not just the goals?
16. Well, I think that they go together, right? He got off to a little statistically slow start in terms of production, and you score a goal, you start to feel good. But, you know, quietly, I've asked him to take on a real challenging role shift for him in his career. And when he goes into that game tonight, he's playing with one guy who's in his first year in the NHL and one guy who's in his second year, and I'm going to get him out against Backes, and I'm going to get him out against Tarasenko and Steen, and they're going to play a huge role. So he's done a lot of things really well that don't end up on the score sheet.
Just going back to Alex, what made him a good fit for that second unit as he fills in here tonight?
I liked the Lowry line so much last game with Armia there and Andrew there, that I didn't want to break them up, and I didn't want to break the other unit up. But in terms of the power play, that's going to be a roading option. We've got a right-handed D-man to replace Drew's right-handed shot. We can move Scheife over, so that's just an option for us.